Board is back in session. So who's going to do Mr. Martinez for us? Okay. Mr. Martinez, with the Honorable Mr. Louis Carrones will be conducting your hearing, sir. So just hang on to the phone.
Okay. Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Raymond Cipriano Martinez, 287297.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
You're welcome. Good morning to you guys as well.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. Did you sign that form, sir?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. So you have an attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench from where I'm sitting, working toward me. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. The center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Beal. My name is Enrique Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing.
Okay. Nice to meet you guys. Good morning.
Thank you, sir. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby. And he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Martinez and Mr. Westby, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you affirm.
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
I do.
So this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. With phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind, we make a separate motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you can respond whether it's true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we talk about it just a little bit in phase one. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Okay. I'll begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision that have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways your company as follows. Violation of condition number two was demonstrated by your failure to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about December 27, 2018, as verbally directed on December 13, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Martinez, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Martinez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Seconded
by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright and the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Martinez, we're going to continue the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Westby, our hearings officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. Just one second, Mr. Westby.
Mr. Martinez was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on October 15, 2018. He was arrested January 25, 2019 by Tucson PD on a new misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was back in DOC custody on January 28, 2019, with an adjusted community supervision at date of August 13, 2019, 29 abscond days. Prior conviction, 2016, burglary, second degree, 3.5 years. 2016, trafficking in stolen property, 3.5 years. He has prior convictions in 2013 for burglary, second degree, 1.5 years. In 2013, trafficking in stolen property, 2.5 years. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. As a prior term supervision in 2015, TIS release, arrest and a current offense, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and alcohol noted. However, after his return to DOC, he received pending disciplinary March 12, 2019 for refusal to UA. Other arrests, 2009, theft, Arizona, juvenile probation. His community risk score is a G3-D4. Idea of status of charges from Maria Gomez, dated March 11, 2019, that states charges were dismissed on January 25, 2019.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Martinez. I am going to make a quick review of your case submission summary.
Yes.
It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside with your mother at 366 East Elvira Road in Tucson. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
You were missing from community supervision for 29 days. Were you still living there, or did you live someplace else?
I was still living there.
So you just broke off contact with your parole officer?
Yes, I kind of had like a mental breakdown. And at that point in time, I was supposed to check into rehab for my parole officer, but I never checked in. And at that point in time, I really didn't want to face or realize that I had a drug addiction. You know, now that my head's clear and my thoughts are clear, I realize I have a drug addiction. And I would like to treat it in any sort of way, you know. I got 4 months left, my termination of parole, you know, and I believe you guys can do more out there for me than you guys can do it here. And I just want to ask you guys for your help, one more last chance. And I believe I complete any program or any classes that you guys will appoint to me. If I do get the chance to get released, you know, my mind is clear and I believe in myself now. And I would like to give it another shot, but whatever decision you guys make today, you know, I'm going to move on with my life and become a better person, you know. I'm tired of being a failure, I'm tired of being a loser, and I'm just tired of committing crimes. I just want to do the right thing, put this on all of my family's face, and I recently received that I have a girlfriend that's in the 9 weeks pregnant as well, so there's some other good news, you know.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. First of all, let me point out, or at least commend you for being so cooperative and pleasant with the board. I like what I'm hearing. I don't know what's in your heart and mind, but I do think that you sound like someone who's ready to put this behind them. It looks like that you had a positive for amphetamines when you were outside, so I will ask you, what is your drug of choice?
My drug of choice, honestly, I really never had a drug problem prior to exiting prison. You know, I got out this time, and my sister and my two brothers were incarcerated, and, you know, I have my mother and father, but they're older, they're kind of sick, and, you know, they work a lot, so I really didn't have no one to lean on and turn on, but now I realize, you know, what's important to me and what I've lost. And I like to do a good thing now, you know. I just want to be normal, live a normal life, and, you know, work like a regular person, you know. And I'm ready, you know, I'm ready. Whether it's today or whether it's in 4 months from now, you know, I'm going to give it all I got. And I believe I'm going to make it with Omar.
So have, well, you never quite answered the question, were you using methamphetamine or what was your...
Yes, during that time, you know, I went out, I say it was from acquaintances, because I really don't have friends out there, but, you know, I drank and, you know, I was kind of depressed that weekend, and yes, I did use methamphetamine, but it's not something I use every day, or it's not something that I grew up using, you know. You know, I do not have no drug charges on my record. You know, I never be caught with drugs except for the paraphernalia in January. But, you know, drugs was really never my thing of choice.
Were you involved with other drugs, sir?
Marijuana throughout my childhood. You know, I did get my weed card in 2012, marijuana card in 2012. But, I never got it again. I never renewed it when I got out. But, yeah, so the heavy drugs, that's just something I turned to because, you know, I was going through a lot. I had like a little mental breakdown when I was out. And I'm kind of looking at situations my siblings are going through. But, you know, I could do a lot more for them out there and be supportive to my family than what I could be here, you know. I'm tired of doing time. I'm tired of coming in and out of prison. I've been in and out since I was a juvenile, and honestly, I'm just tired of it, you know. I just want to live life, and...
Well, I really hope you mean that, Mr. Martinez, and I want to be respectful of your due process. We were notified that you have a ticket that's pending for refusal to UA. So I won't ask about that per se, but it is a reminder to me that drugs continue to be available inside DOC. So here's my straight question, and that is, have you been able to stay clean from drugs?
Yes.
And when's the last time you used?
January 25th is the last time I used. I'm 61 days in sobriety as of right now. And I can explain about that to
you. But you know what? I want to respect your crisis because it's a separate part of the system.
Okay.
And we're very specific to your revocation.
Yes.
I'm asking generally out of concern for your drug use and to encourage you stay sober and
yes,
regardless of how we vote today, to
pursue
any programming that's available to you in or out of DOC to include Narcotics Anonymous or AA classes, because it sounds like something that has probably been at least a problem. I don't know if you've had a full-on addiction, but it certainly sounds like it's been a problem.
Yes, it has, and I will. I've been attending AA and NA in here, and I will complete the 6-week classes in 2 weeks from now. And so that's something I've been trying to do with myself too, you know, cope with my addiction and self-study and do whatever I can to stay positive, you know.
And there's a note here that you admitted to heroin use too. Is that your past?
Yeah, that was in this... In this usage of when I was out this time, you know, when I went out, you know, heroin, there's a party, you know, there's heroin there, there's methamphetamine there, and I was kind of going through it with my thoughts, you know, and, you know, I didn't have nowhere else to turn to, so I did use heroin as well, and that's something I did admit to my parole officer.
Okay, sure. What caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
On my absconding warrant, you know, I was, I believe, they were watching my house, my mother and father's house. That's what the Tucson police advised me of. They said that they watched me to get into a car and drive off the residence, and I went to the local McDonald's right there, and when I pulled into the local McDonald's, they swarmed in and they told me to get out the car and
okay,
they arrested
so
me.
They must have been looking for people with warrants then.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And one more question. Oh, just out of curiosity, I don't want to belabor this hearing before I ask my fellow board members if they have any questions, but on the street, what is it called when people mix methamphetamine and heroin now?
What's
the street term for it? A speedball is cocaine and heroin, so what's methamphetamine and heroin?
Methamphetamine, I never really shoot up heroin, you know. I smoked it when I was at a party, so I don't know what that would be.
I'm not tricking you, I just don't know the street term is for it, because in the day, mixing heroin with methamphetamine was not routine. It seems like something I've seen more. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if you have any questions for you.
Alright, thank you.
Do you have any questions for fellow board members? Mr. Martinez, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion? Thank you, sir.
No, I would just like to thank you guys, you know, and I just want to apologize for your guys' inconvenience today, you know, and whatever decision you made, I'm going to move on.
Thank you, Ms. Martinez. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I really like what I'm hearing from Mr. Martinez. And again, I'm not questioning whether he's telling us the truth, but I do hope that he really means it. I hope he's really ready to choose sobriety and to put some of the criminal behavior, pardon me, all the criminal behavior behind him.
Uh-oh.
And move on.
Mr. Quinones, yes.
Yeah,
it's connected.
We just lost it.
Just now. So we haven't lost anything yet. Hopefully we can reconnect.
Let's hope so. Let's see what happened.
Maybe they lost power. That happened one other time.
It's been a day first.
Hello.
Mr. Martinez, sorry about that. We had some sort of technical malfunction and we lost contact with you. So I'm just going to continue with our discussion.
Yes.
I don't think you missed much, but I will just continue on where I was at, which is
okay.
I really hope that Mr. Martinez is ready to put the drugs and the criminal lifestyle behind him. And I think he's saying some very positive things right now. The concerns I have is that he did abscond for 29 days, and that's very hard to look past in the face of expectations of community supervision, not to mention that he did have some struggle with drugs. Certainly, I hope that he does seek any treatment that's available to him, either outside or inside the Department of Corrections, but I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision. He does only have about 4.5 months left, and that's where I begin the discussion. Here we go for the discussion. I'm going to go and make a motion, and that is regarding the information provided to us in Order Number 2019, W0204A is in Alpha. Our discussion with Mr. Martinez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Martinez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse at the lawyers and company, inasmuch that he was stunned for 29 days and we could not account for his behavior in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, reappointed by the Honorable Dr. Wright, and the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse. Mr. Martinez, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on August 13, 2019.
Thank you.
As I stated, is in about 4.5 months. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. We also recognize, and I'm just saying this as an encouragement, we know that drugs continue to be available inside the Department of Corrections, so please, if you're committed to sobriety, now is the time to move on and put this behind you. We do want to see you succeed in the community when you're released. You're a very young man, you got your full life ahead of you, you're only 25 years old. There's no reason to see you in the orange ever again. So,
yes.
We do wish you the best, This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Martinez, if you could, just set the phone down and tell the CO3 that we're ready for the next person, if there's anybody else.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a blessed day, all right?
Thank you, Mr. Martinez.